Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today it's going to be a packed show. Today so much came at me, I had to actually try to figure out where to draw the line. I mean, chaos, pandemonium, distortions of reality, interdimensional meddling, demonic takeover, Luciferian demise. Lost for a word there. I mean, that's just today. And that's just today. Things have been progressing, and they have been devolving at a faster rate. Today I heard something. I couldn't believe it. So today I may be speaking Canadian intermittently. But some of the things, I mean, most of us in Canada, honest to God, if you can't see that we no longer have any party, if you can't see there is no such thing as a conservative or liberal party, it is us against the United Nations or us against this bullshit, then you really are asleep. You are in a state of, you're in a coma. You know, you're in an unconscious coma. If they're running life support on, that's how asleep you'd have to be not to see this. A conservative, I don't know what his name is off the bat. I was so livid. I was, you know, I just couldn't. I just said, oh, ho, ho, you know. But anyway, this conservative has come out. Now, this is Canada. Let me remind everybody, this is Canada, not Nazi Germany. This is Canada, where we pride ourselves on our democratic process and our tolerance and all this other bullshit that we've been taught to believe. We are told now this conservative put a bill in Parliament to stop the travel of Canadians within Canada. Shut down any flow of traffic going back and forth across our country for Canadians. This is really an F-tard. I had to stop there because the Canadian will come out and won't stop the rest of the show. And I'm thinking to myself, I had some thoughts. I was talking to another buddy of mine. You know, he's another fellow awakened person, you know. And I said to him, you know, I had these thoughts. They weren't very godly. He says, yeah, this kind of stuff brings out the Irish in me, too. You know, I'm Mediterranean. See, that's one thing about Mediterraneans and Irish and just about everybody else. We all have this one commonality. We have this one side of us that is the roaring, raging fire. And then we have this other side of us that tries to maintain a certain level of civility. And then when we hear this kind of bullshit, that fire wants to really come out bad. I mean bad. Really bad, you know. And one day it might. But not today. But when I hear stuff like this, and Canadians are not getting this, still, I mean, what kind of coma are you in? Now, let me emphasize something here. Shit like this is already going on in Europe as well. Shit like this went on in Australia. You know, effing bunk in Australia. We're not hearing too much about Australia these days because now it's Canada's turn to get it up the arse. We've been getting it up the arse. And I think it's been going up there for so long that everybody's just getting used to it. And it's not annoying anybody anymore. That's my thinking anyway. I know that's a very crude pictorial I just put out to everybody, but that's the only way I know to convey this anger, rage, you know, aggression, aggravation, you know. It's unreal. Just unreal. So now we have a conservative who is supposed to be fighting, the opposite party, dealing with the F-tard himself. Instead, they're joining along with them. Now, I did load up on tonight's show. For those of you who are still not sure, whether the corona, COVID, or whatever else they're going to call it, COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-22, COVID-23, COVID-3001. And I know I won't be alive for that, thank God. At least I hope not. You can imagine me being in the 3,000-year mark. I'd be so old and wrinkly. unless somebody comes up with some kind of restore. But this is happening. This is happening. And what also is happening that we're not paying attention to, we're not really paying attention to it, is the fact that Canada, the G7, is the most broke country in the world right now, and we're going broker by the day because we got an nincompoop at the helm, spending our resources on bullshit, taking our money out of the country. This would explain why it didn't want to support Alberta and its expansion for the oil. Drilling oil and running pipelines throughout northern Canada, because that would have brought in more wealth and more security. And we don't want that in Canada. Oh, hell no. We don't want. We want to be broke. We want to be dependent. We want to be completely despondent. We want to be so broke that we have to ask the government if we can have a sheet of toilet paper to wipe our backside. That's how broke we want to be, right? Isn't that the case? Nobody wants to really be prosperous. Nobody wants to have autonomy. Nobody wants to have the right and choice to do and go as they see fit, buy as they see fit. No, we don't want that in Canada. We want to be children in this country. We want to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and how it should be done. We don't want to think for ourselves in this country. No. That wouldn't be Canadian. That wouldn't be Canadian at all. Oh, hell no. That would be independence. Oh, hell, we don't want that. We want to have a government to tell us whatever bullshit that comes out of their lips and then have them lie to us, saying that they're doing it for our own good. We would rather be part of that and accept that shit than to say, oh, no, I don't want you telling me what to do. I don't need you to direct my life. Your life is a disaster. Why did I want to follow your example? No, I want to have my own prosperity so I can buy my own house, live where I want to live, and do as I see fit with my resources. No, I don't want you delegating my resources because I see where that's all going. See, in Canada, for those of you who are not aware of Canada, I'm going to give you a little insight. I'm going to show you what it's like to be in Canada. I'm going to drop down our knicker so you can see our bare ass here. In Canada, our government will kiss everybody's ass in the world. We'll allow the UN to run this country. We will spend money that we don't have and pay people to come into this country, giving them the red carpet treatment. We'll give them housing. We'll give them clothing. We'll give them medical. We'll give them everything they need. We'll even give them a job. This is the Canadian government, mind, in the government. And we will remove Canadians from those positions just so that immigrants that they bring in, that we can't sustain the people we have now, but they will bring in and remove Canadians from those jobs. And then when Canadians go and apply for benefits of social assistance of whatever kind, they get rejected or get the lower end of that, whereas someone coming from another country can get up to $3,300 a month on social assistance. That's in Ontario. I don't know about every place else. I can't speak for every place else. Almost $40,000 a year just being on social assistance, just because you have some sort of ethnicity or some sort of immigrant status. That's Canada. We say we're a tolerant people. We are. But we should be intolerant to this kind of waste. If we can't take care of the people within this country, and if we cannot build an autonomy with the people of this country because the government has stepped in at every step of the way to tax, so that we cannot evolve, grow, and develop our own autonomy in this country, then we got the wrong government running the show. Okay, and then we have a government that comes in and listens to some transgenic reject from a test tube that comes over here to tell us how we even to have sex with a mask on, and is about as incompetent and as you can get. Doesn't know the first thing about medicine, has no clue about life at all, is going to tell the rest of the country how we should conduct ourselves in a crisis period when there is no crisis. See, our government in Canada should win an Oscar for bullshit. That's the way it is. And this has to be said because so many of you have this illusion that you have rights. George Carlin made it really clear. I was listening to his program the other day, and I didn't put it on here tonight. I may have put it on yesterday, or the other day, but if I have, I'll put it on the next one because I just got so much tonight. But George Carlin made a comment about you don't have any rights. And he gets into this whole dialogue about rights. And I'm listening to it. And he makes a comment, you know, how we have privileges. And he explains how rights. So here, you know, you hear the concept of these are our God-given rights. And he says, oh, that bullshit again. And it sounds like he's knocking God, but he really isn't knocking God. He's knocking the people that use God in this way to propagate propaganda about your rights. And he goes on to say, why did God give us 12 rights? And he goes on, a different country has having their own rights, you know, their civil rights and their rights, whatever rights they have. And he explains it really good. So, and at the end of his explanation with God's involvement, he said, well, maybe God had nothing to do with this. Maybe it was man, you know, or the system. And he did a really fine job in expressing the fact that you don't have rights in Canada. You don't have rights in America either. That is the biggest bullshit we have ever heard, period. The illusion that the world has seen that Americans are free and Canadians are free, that is pure, unadulterated bullshit. There's nobody free in Canada and there's nobody free in America. You say, well, we got a constitution, we got a charter. That means sweet fuck all, nothing. As Mr. Bush Jr. stated, that there's nothing but, and this is his words, not mine. I don't even use this terminology, well, unless I'm really pissed and slips out. But I don't normally use this terminology. He says, nothing but a goddamn piece of paper. That's his words. And that's what they think of the Constitution of America. And they basically destroyed it by calling America a corporation. And we did the same thing in Canada. And in Canada, charter rights has a stipulation at the end of it saying that they can null and void the charter anytime they want. Which goes back to what George Carlin was saying, is you don't have any rights. What we're seeing today being displayed is people that have the power are now exercising that power. And your charter and your constitution means sweet F.A. Our premiers have been abandoning the constitution, abandoning the charter in this country alone, writing laws left, right, and center that actually are in direct conflict with our charter. And we are now having this emergency act. I mean, how long is this freaking emergency going to go on? And where is the proof? This is what gets me about Canadians, especially. I live in Canada, so I'm speaking in behalf of in Canada. Americans are just as blind and dumb as we are here. We're blinder and dumber. We should know better because our government is the second most corrupt government in the world. Theirs isn't as corrupt. They're further down the line. India, us, and Venezuela are the top three. And we know that they have never told us the truth. They give some truisms every now and then just to make it look like they're telling us the truth. But they have never told us the truth. What have they told us? Again, sweet F.A. Nothing. Zero. What we've had in Canada, the illusion that we've had in this country, is the illusion that we can make money, put it in a bank in a savings account, which again, the government's controlling that as well and regulating that. Now they want to regulate Bitcoin. They went after Coinbase in Canada, saying they want everybody's information that's in Coinbase because they figure this is illegal money or some crap like that. And someone today went to the bank to get money out to buy XRP, and they're saying, no, that's like they're putting a stop to that because that's gambling. See, in Canada, the government of Canada does not want to see people prosper. They don't want you to have any wealth. They don't want you to have any autonomy. They don't want you to have nothing. This is the new contract, remember? We'll pay off all your debts. You take the shot, and we owe everything. We own everything, and you owe nothing, and you sign the contract saying you will not own anything again. That means we are ready to surrender full control of our lives to this government. That has absolutely no appeal to anybody with enough brains in their head that can create a spark. If you got two brain cells in your head and you can send an electrical current from one cell to the other, this will not make sense to you. But if you're in a coma and you're in a deep, 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 deep coma, this will sound like a good idea. Oh, the government's going to take care of me. Oh, what a wonderful idea. Ooh, I'm getting excited. That's almost a turn on. Ooh. Some of them that might be. But now let's take a look at the Native Indians, and let's take a look at all the people that have been on the social programs in this country that the government took care of. Have a hard look at the natives on the reserves. Have a real hard look. They got so screwed and so effed, it's not even funny. They were genocided, they were slaughtered just because they were native. Just because they had a treaty with the government that the government never, never, never fulfilled. So much for integrity of governance. And that's not just Canada. That's the states too. Canada was worse. Canada was the one that invented the idea of reservations. And then they told the Americans, hey, this is what we did. Maybe you should try it. Now you can kill them anytime you want. Nobody will be the wiser. That's the truth. And you can look it up. So I'm pointing these things out today because, like I said, today has been one of those days that, you know, hey, we're broke. We're so broke. We're beyond broke. We're the worst broke country in the world. And we're still walking around. Our politicians are walking around with suits. Our politicians should be walking around with one boot, barefoot, tattered pants, tattered shirt, a holy hat, a straw in their mouth, and a cup begging for money. That's our government. That is our government. Imagine that. And that's what the government wants for the rest of us. Imagine that. Imagine that. And like I said, I look at some of the things that I hear in governance, and I'm wondering more and more and more who is really running Canada. Who is, 'cause it sure as hell aren't Canadians. Somebody is running this country, or some buddies are running this country, or some country other than Canada is running this country. And I don't think it's America. Gotta say, under the American influence, Canada prospered. Under this influence, Canada's becoming jailed. You're in a prison. We're going to be in a prison in this country. This country, we're heading for being prisoners. When you hear a progressive conservative talking, because they're basing on some fraudulent horseshit about a disease that doesn't exist, if they don't want you to travel, that means they want to lock everybody down. So when they're ready to come into your province to take you out, you got no place to run, nowhere to go. Now, before I forget, somebody contacted me today, another friend, colleague, whatever. That's awake in the things that are going on. And he made a suggestion about me swapping phone numbers with them just in case something the internet crashed. I thought it's a good idea. I still think everybody should get a base ham radio of some kind that is awake. Get everybody's numbers or whatever so everybody knows where everybody is. So at least that line of communication will be going on. Because if they shut down the internet, or deny you access or whatever, because I'm seeing the AI dickering around in my unit all the time, at least you'll be in contact with other people who are awake. We'll form a network and we'll form a more perfect union as it was meant to be. And I think that's a great idea, and I want to present that tonight in the show before I forget, because our time is running out for whenever they want to lock. See, this will be locked down by 2025 for sure. It'll be a done deal. And they're trying really hard to get it going, but there's still a lot of resistance going on. And now they have to bring in military in order to shut down the resistance, because The rest are in a coma. They're not asleep. They're not stupid. They're in a freaking coma. They're on life support as it is. Like I said, I went today to pick up a parcel at FedEx, and so we're talking in this thing. So we're exchanging, and I'm telling, and nothing bad. So it wasn't like a shouting match or nothing. It was actually we're pretty civil over here, like I said, for the most part. Sometimes you do run into an asshole. That's just the way it goes. Assholes are around. Assholes are in abundance. So that's one thing that we do see a lot of times, assholes. But for the most part, there's a lot of civil people too. So we're talking, and I told this gal, I was a herbalist. You didn't see me wearing a mask. I says, there's nothing out here. So she asked me this question. Everybody asked me this question. What can we do to boost our immune system against this? I says, boost your immune system against what? Nobody's died. Hospitals are empty. They're laying off staff. Then I explained to her what's in her mask and what the mask she's wearing. I said, all the chemicals, the six chemicals in the mask and how they're carcinogenic. She says, really? She says, I'm taking this thing off. She did. You know. And I was talking to the gal behind the counter, and so we're, you know, talking about different things. And there's still a lot of people are in that still on the cusp of waking up. They're on that fence still because again they've heard so much shit they don't know how to decipher it. So I said, and I explained to them that those of us from my era, or I shouldn't say my era, the era of time that I that spawned me. When I came into existence, we already were exposed to the coronavirus, I said, we didn't wear a diaper over our face, we didn't use hand sanitizers, we didn't, you know, have hand condoms on our hands, we just went, got sick, got over it, and today, anybody that is alive today that came from that generation has the immune system to fight against this specific virus. Okay, and even if you did get hit with it, it's like a 99.9 to 99.5% survival rate. So put two and two together. We are now locked down over a sweet F.A. nothing that they have perpetrated as some hoax, major hoax, as some dangerous disaster that's going to wipe out the face of the earth. Meanwhile, the pandemic is being formed just by wearing the mask. I was at another store and this woman had this mask on, and I tell you, it reeked. I was 6 feet away from her and I could still smell this shit from her face mask. It reeked. So that's what's going to spread the disaster. You know, that's what's going to spread the disaster among those, and the ones that are going to cave in first are be the ones that wearing the mask. See, like I said, you have to be in a coma in order to be falling for this shit. Yeah, like I said, nobody uses. I mean, God gave you a set of eyes. Open the frickin' things. Take a hard look around you. You see anybody dropping? No, you. And I'll tell you this. You're not seeing anybody dropping now. Wait till they put out that chimera or beast vaccine that they want to put out there. The beast vaccine. Because it can take men and women and turn them into beasts. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I also put on here, as I mentioned earlier, the fallacy from the CDC about the corona. Share this with everybody who seems to be a skeptic, because if you say, once they see the CDC report, maybe, just maybe, it might stimulate a brain cell, but those people are still kind of, you know, in that mushroom mentality, you know, fed a lot of shit and kept in the dark. Maybe they'll read it. Maybe they'll accept it. Maybe they won't. But at least you've offered it to them. Costco decided that they are going to now mandatory. You have to wear a diaper on your face in order to go into the store. So somebody wrote them a letter. And I got their letter up here as well on the link. And I also wrote them a letter. I had the I had an inspiring moment. And I already shared it with a lot of people that, you know, within the group. And this is what I wrote, so bear with me for a second. I am writing in regard to the illegal policy you just implemented. You cannot implement a policy of masking. One, you're not a medical authority. Two, since we all paid for the membership, unless you're revoking the membership and refunding the people, then you're opening yourself up to a lawsuit. Three, and why have you not posted the mandate policy on your door? I and others who have a store have it posted and so as to assist you, since most are illiterate these days, and that includes your policymakers. It does say you must mask, but it also states that masks are exempt due to health issues, religious beliefs. Two-year-olds do not need them. It's abhorrent how these parents master your children, causing permanent brain damage. Five, if you are elderly and cannot wear a mask without assistance in putting one on, and five, if you are a five-year-old which cannot make to keep the mask on. So if I go into your store here in Windsor, Ontario, and I hear some bullshit about no exemptions, then I will be demanding a refund on the membership, which, by the way, your discriminating policies will subject you to Negroes having a, and I'm going back to history here, will subject you, let me go back here. The way your discrimination policies will subject you to liability. You are discriminating against people who are already compromised. This is a throwback to the Negroes having to drink out of a colored fountain as well going into a colored latrine to shit or piss. Are you reinstating profiling as a means of discrimination? I will be posting this email on my show, which, by the way, goes across Canada, USA, Europe, and other parts of the planet. You have a good day, and remember, your property is not private, not according to the law. When you open the door for business, that makes your store a public domain, and that's the law. I said, you need to change your policy and drop memberships, since I paid for the right to go into your store, or let me say it again, paid for the right, or should I say paid for the privilege of going to your store, then I demand you uphold the policy of allowing members to enter unhindered, pissed off member. Now, I am going to suggest everybody write a letter like this to Costco, because they need to understand that they could be under some major liability, and that they need to refund if they're going to they're going to create a policy like this. Then they need to refund everybody of their membership, because they're not going to let you in because you're not wearing a mask. Then they need to refund everybody's membership and make that an open business just like before. No warehouse deals, none of that bullshit. You go in there and you're able to shop, or you can't. That's simple. If you're going to create this kind of barrier to people who've already paid for the right to go shopping in your store, then you need to refund them their money. And I think everybody should write this and state this to make them realize that this is going to cost them money. This is going to cut into their profit margin, and their Chinese investors will scream bloody murder, because it's probably China that's got the biggest investment in Costco in the U.S. So they'll be screaming bloody murder because they're losing money. So I wanted you to understand this as well, and again, this is one way for you to retaliate and so that this bullshit stops. See, this is what I mean. They don't stop. This is never going to stop, and they're going to keep on imposing their bullshit on you, either through your means of where you buy your food, where you go shopping, whatever. And if Costco is going to do this, which may lead the way, I mean, Walmart, and that's another one. If you're a Walmart shopper, you should be writing a letter similar to this and sending it to the management. And if enough people send these letters in, they are going to have to rethink their policy. And their excuse might be, well, there are people complaining because people are not wearing a mask and they're afraid. Too effing bad. That doesn't put you in the position to play doctor, nor does it put you in a position to play advocator. If somebody has a problem with somebody wearing a mask in the store, I have a problem with people wearing a mask. Like I said, I was in the store and it stunk like shit, and I'm there breathing that. Okay, so if I'm in the store and I'm not wearing a mask and they're wearing a mask, they have nothing to complain about. Okay, I'm following my guidelines, they're following theirs. That's that simple. That's called equality. That's called having the freedom of choice. You know. So again, look at this. Take note of what was done. Go on my Wimkin site. There's all kinds of new data up there now as well that will help you in regarding to maybe sharing information with people that may be on the dense side. You can forward them the link. They can take a look at it. You know, they can look at it. They don't have to. It's an open thing. Now, somebody sent me a comment today from Manitoba. Manitoba are saying books are non-essential. I talked to two friends of mine who are in the teaching profession, and one of them told me that they have already got an AI program ready to be instituted, so that within a year, school teachers will be gone. A lot of school teachers are going to lose their jobs to an AI system. So if you're a school teacher today, your district or region may get hit within a year. But eventually this is going to take over everything. You're not going to send your kids to school. They get on the computer. The AI then starts to program them. AI starts to brainwash them. And before you know it, you'll have a child that will be utterly rebellious against their own family. Because now the machine is mom and dad. The machine is all. The machine knows all. Mom and dad were just a seed carrier, an egg carrier. You know, you were a gestation chamber. It's all you are. And now we can do that without mom and dad. We just take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, add this protein, this DNA sequence, and voila, you come out of a test tube, controlled and grown by AI. Imagine that. Life becomes bastardized on every level. Now you can produce a slave, and you don't have to train the slave, because the slave can now have the program downloaded while it is growing. See, if you remember watching Superman or Man of Steel, the latest one they did on the movie house, they show you a gestalt chamber on Krypton. All these embryos are grown inside this protein base, and they're attached. And each one of those were programmed and designed genetically to do whatever they were programmed and designed to do. That's what they did. And so when they came out and they were born, or they were hatched is a good word, hatched. They came out already with the program inside in their genetic code and in their whole structure to do and follow as they were programmed to be. That's where this is going. You can now design the perfect slave. You can design the perfect automaton, the perfect goyim. You can design that now, where it will do its job, will not fight, will not retaliate, will not say I need a 2-week vacation, will not say they're sick, will not say they need time off because they're stressed out, won't say, they will just do what they are programmed to do. That's what they're looking at. That's what they're doing. So now the educational system is now going to implement this AI network so that your children now will be programmed at home. Because see, if the kid is being programmed, mom and dad are going to be too, because mom and dad are going to see what Junior is doing, or Juniorette is doing. You know, oh, what's Cindy watching? What's Tom watching? What's Bob? What's John? What's Hassan watching? Anton watching? Different cultures, doesn't matter. Different ethnicities, doesn't matter. The programming will be universal. And the parents aren't going to have a say in it either. And yeah, haven't you noticed over the decades, mom and dad had a say years ago, and today mom and dad have no say? When it comes to these vaccines, you are not going to have a say about your child, whether they can get vaccinated or not. They will ask the child, and if they tell the child, let's say you got a 5-year-old in kindergarten, and they say, hey, Baba Louie, screw you, come here for a minute. Hey, I got this little chocolate bar just for you. Would you like some chocolate? And so they'll give him a taste. Does that taste really good? The kid's going, oh, yeah. Now the kid's got a sugar rush going. You want more? Yeah. Well, I got to give you a shot. If I give you the shot, I can give you more candy. Does that sound like a good deal? Oh, yeah. and away you go. So you're playing on a child's psychology here. Give them a little taste of the sugar, a little taste of the candy, a little taste of that privilege. Now, you want more? Yeah. Isn't that what they did to us? You know, isn't that what they did to us? I was talking to my mom today. We were talking. And I was talking about the programming that's gone on in the last 5-6 decades, you know. And I said, back when, you know, we were talking about relationships or whatever. And I said to her, I said, back when we were growing up, we were being pounded. I mean, pounded with soft porn on television. Where I grew up, everything was all about having blondes and models selling product, whether it be cars, boats, houses, game shows, you name it. We were getting hit with it. Bang, 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 bang. And then what happened was it got to a point that all the guys in that time frame were now looking for blondes, thinking this was the sexy sex symbol. This was the choice of mate, blonde. So what wound up happening was all the brunettes at that time and redheads decided to dye their hair blonde because they weren't getting looked at. You know, the guys were all chasing the blondes. The blondes were getting, that's what they used to make that old comment, is the true blondes have more fun. No, they were just being more sought after because this is how the guys were conditioned. Anyway, I said to her, as you get older, as I've noticed it anyway, you know, and you realize all that stuff, you know, the soft porn and the programming. You get to the point where when you're younger, you're driven by madness with sex, because again, this is how they program you. I mean, basically, it's all you can do. That's all you think about, you know, rocking and rolling, strutting and strolling. When you get older, I says, you don't think about that so much. You think about the wallet. What's in your wallet? It's there and it's mine. That's what you think when you get older, because you've shaken off. The older you get and the more awake you become, you begin to realize and see these illusions more and more and more. How they are what they are, illusions. And programming. The programming programs you to believe the illusion is more real than reality. And this is what's going on today. This is why they've been able to get away with all this bullshit, because they have been able to program people to such an extent that they believe, they again, this explains why people can't see the reality, because they're not looking at the reality, they're looking at the illusion. They got in their minds, in their heads, that there's some terrible, terrible, horrific epidemic going on in the world that is killing thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We're not even near any kind of pandemic in Canada, like 2% of the population. 2%! And that's usually the elderly. But they got everybody in this illusion. Now, the reason why I also spoke about that whole programming thing with sex is because I'm not even sure today they even know what sex is today, these young people. But whatever the illusion is of the day that they've got you programmed to buy into, usually sometimes I see these cartoons and I see some of these child anime, it's all tied to robots and AI, and they're getting them conditioned to this. The other thing I seen the other day was I was watching something on somewhere, I don't know where, television or whatever, and they got this kid thing now. It's a sleeping bag that has these demonic images. And they're saying stars and all this stuff. All of this is all, you know, Illuminati shit. All of it. And they're propagating this so that the kids will start at a young age getting into this kind of stuff. Again, the programming's there. It seems harmless. It seems like it's just a child game. But in reality, that game is the initiating programming that they do to kids. So like I said, the whole educational system that's going to go on, you're going to lose that touch of a person sharing information with another person. And they too will have obstacles as well. If they don't conform to wearing a mask, if they don't conform to getting a vaccine, if they don't conform to wearing hand. Can you imagine you're at home, or you're in a place where you're isolated and you're dealing with people one-on-one on a computer, and they're saying you now have to wear a mask. You're by yourself. Why would you have to wear a mask? You know. And even if you go into a place and you're dealing with people, you know, again, you're going to force this on. Or, again, the biggest threat that's going to happen is everyone's going to lose their job. See, this is the other thing. Back in the 60s, when the automotive workers went on strike, they went on strike. They didn't care. They lost everything. They had nothing to lose. That's how they looked at it. What if everybody decided we're not going to go to work tomorrow because until they change the mask policy? What do you think would happen? Oh, the Prime Minister might get up and say, everybody needs to go back to work. We're ordering you to go back to work. And everyone said, no, we're not going. You don't have enough jails in this country. We're not going. That would right away disarm his power. Everyone would begin to see how weak his power really is. You know, everybody would really see how weak his power really is. It's just horrific that this kind of thing has to go on today because of the again, who chose our leaders? We didn't. You might have thought you went and did a voting, but in all honesty, you didn't vote. You got nothing. You don't even have a choice. You're just and again, when you're looking at it, you're just following whatever was being propagated at the time in regarding to whatever they were proposing. Again, like I said, this whole thing, everything is just propaganda. And it's how, unfortunately, this is how everybody has been looking. How everybody has been, you know, how you've been thinking is through the propaganda. Nobody's looking at the actual reality of what we're dealing with. Nobody. You know, that's the unfortunate reality. We're no longer looking at the real deal. Who is giving the autonomy or the authority to these premiers to do what they're doing? Who? They have no jurisdiction to do this. You are their authority. Okay? You are the one that's their authority. They work for you. Okay, they are supposed to put out some sort of measures or whatever if something goes wrong. They're for a short period of time, and they still have to follow policy. You know, procedure, not happening. You know, and the more and more I see it, the more and more it just alarms me. You know, as far as your what we think, it's not, we got nothing, you know. The illusion has been set. That's the thing. The illusion has been set. Nothing else has been set, just the illusion. And we are thinking in terms the television view. You know, the television view. This is why they gave us television. So that when we looked at television and we got entertained with the illusions of television, then they could transfer that to reality. They conditioned everybody to accept this. So this is where we're at today and why we are here today and what we're doing. It's horrific. It's just horrific, horrific, horrific. You know, we are living in that kind of realm. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to change the show a little bit. I'm going to... I will put on the George Carlin thing. I was looking at that and I was thinking, you know what, instead of doing this, I'll do that. And so that you can hear it. You can hear it. You know, he said it years ago. I'm repeating it. You know, what's interesting about this, I sometimes feel, I'm not saying it's We've been caught. Where we're at today, you know, that's where we're at today. We don't have that. We're not perceiving things correctly. And you know what? It takes time. It takes time to shake off the programming. It really does take time, because you can only go at it inch at a time, because you're now trying to determine what is real and what isn't. What's bullshit, what isn't. And the only way you can really look at it and reflect correctly is by going back in your past, in your memory, and then determine, you know, from your past, what really worked, what brought you to where you are at today, is what you're doing really working, or are you basically in a cycle and not going anywhere? You know. It's one of the ways you can determine this. Another way you can determine it as well is look around you. Look around you in life. Okay, take a hard look around you. And look at what it appears around you. And then analyze it. Is it really what it appears? Do we really have freedom? Or do we have shopping? Do we really have the ability to come and go as we really like? See, one of the easiest ways to determine whether or not there's any reality to our rights, look what's going on with the mandates. Mandates are nothing more than suggestions, strong suggestions. That's it. A government cannot order you to kill yourself, but they can suggest that you do. See, that's the difference. And when you understand that when you're following the government guidelines, that all they're doing is expediting the destruction of men and women of all faiths, creeds, ethnicities, then what is that telling you? What is that really telling you? No. And as George Carlin said at the end of this video, if you still believe that you have rights and freedoms, you have to be asleep to believe it. That's what he said. I say you have to be in a coma, you know, a life and death coma to believe that. It's just not real, you know. Going shopping does not denote you got freedom. It just means you have a privilege to go shopping. That's all it means. When you say you can drive your car anywhere you want to drive, doesn't mean you have freedom. It just means you have a privilege to drive the car. See, because if you had real freedom, you wouldn't need a driver's license. You wouldn't need insurance. You wouldn't need to put a license plate on the car. Okay, you wouldn't need any of that bullshit. That's just a money grab. That's all that is. All that is. Gives you this false sense of security. Gives you this overwhelming stress. If you don't have this insurance, you're going to die. Oh. You're going to die. So like I said, it's time, like we said, we take a hard look at reality and perceive it correctly. Perceive it as it really is, you know. Going back to the teachers, I wanted to point out, you know, Fahrenheit 451 is where we're heading. Book burning. See, if we burn the books, we burn all of it. A lot of it is just garbage anyway, but any books that have any real history or any real fact, any real science, is going to be eliminated. The archives will be held in Rome under the Vatican, like the rest of them across the planet that have been destroyed over time. And everything that we have done or haven't done will be there. But now we don't have a frame of reference. If books are not essential anymore in Manitoba, And kids are not really going to really need how to read a book because the AI will tell them. Boy, are we in trouble. Those who don't read their history are doomed to repeat it. That's a very true statement. And you know what? You know what? We have been repeating this history forever. Same old, same old, same old. And you know what? The globalists are aware of the fact that people are waking up to that reality, that we are becoming, we have been in the same cyclical destruction going over and over. And this is one of the reasons why they created this pandemic, to get everybody in such a state of alarm and fear. And now you forgot about and now you'll forget about everything because now you're breathing this shit and your brain is being burned out. You know, they don't want you to remember nothing. They want you to stay as a slug. They don't want you to evolve. They don't want you to grow. Democracy in the new world system will not exist. Will not exist. It'll be a compliant system. If you kiss their ass, you'll have a privilege. If you don't kiss their ass, you lose your privileges. That's just like it's going on in China. If you jaywalk, you lose your privilege. If you follow, if you go by the street sign, you get more privileges. You know, if you're riding a bike with no helmet, you lose your privileges. You know, talk about not being free. You know, talk about not being free. Because a lot of these things that they propagate, there is no basis in fact. It's me, and that's another thing to be able to gauge and judge this. How do you substantiate this? How do you substantiate? Okay, I'm going to drop it right there. I think I've taken your ear long enough. I said a lot. There's a lot on that. There's a lot on that Wimkin, and there's a lot on this Podbean site. So by all means, go listen to it. Share this information. Help each other. Try to wake people up if you can. If it's a lost cause, don't worry about them. Worry about you. You know, I'm not going to be out there saying for you to kill yourself. If there's an opportunity to express a fact to people, to get them to at least start to think, or if there is any sign of brain activity with people, then help them if you can. If you can't, oh well, c'est la vie. You know, you reap what you sow, and this is what they've reaped. They've reaped the wind, sowed the wind. They've sown the wind and they've reaped the whirlwind. That's how it is. And so if you can get a conversation in, if you can get through to them on some rational basis, then you've won an opportunity to see somebody wake up. If you get people that are just so adamant about wearing their mask and they're going to follow the government's guidelines till they die, c'est la vie. What color flowers do you like on your box? Okay, at the end of the show, I'm usually telling you to go check out the people on the Podbean site, Brian396, he's there. Check out Sherry Three Hearts Church, check out Shai in Israel, check out Ty in the West Coast, check out Yanni, check myself out. Help each other, help them any way you can to... Again, further hunt for truth and information. And if you can't help them financially, you know, try to help them all financially. Sherry does a ministry down in Texas. You know, she's a woman that's, you know, on fire. So help her any way you can. Help Brian and his research. Help Shai. Help Ty. Help Yanni. Help myself. Help everybody. Anybody you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the data. Share the information. Spread the information. The more people become aware of the fallacy of this and the premise of this falsehood that they're propagating here, the more, that's one less person you're going to have to deal with in the future. And let me remind you again, try to get each other's contact. So if something does go down, at least you'll be able to make contact with people. You know, if worst case scenario, everybody has to sort of meet somewhere and then somehow go completely off grid, you know, then at least you'll have a group that can do it. Alrighty, I always mention as well, read the Gospels, you know, read what Jesus had to say. Don't let anybody in any way, shape, or form trying to influence your reading. Read the Gospels. Read the way I see it, it's God's Word, and God will make it manifest to you as you should get it. Don't be influenced by these TV witches, as Sherry calls them. I call them something else, but that's speaking Canadian. You know, be influenced by what you read, if you're going to be influenced at all. Don't let anybody take you down the dark path. Don't let anybody take you down a golden path either, because that's just as bad sometimes. It's also a falsehood. You go down the way you should go down in your faith, whatever that may be. All right, read the Gospels again, you know, and understand as much as you can. All righty. On that note, we are still here by the grace of God. Always remember that. All right. You take care. You have a good night.